Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. We have seen in the last several Mishnayos that after taking reasonable steps to ensure that there is no Truma left, you are able to kind of relieve yourself of the obligation, and you can use whatever for Chulin, because you no longer have to be concerned about if there's some oil or grain or whatever left over. Therefore, in Mishnah Ches, we're going to talk about the case of Hame'areh Mikad Likad. If someone is pouring out truma, oil or wine, into a different container. So now the container that used to have the oil is now empty, or empty-ish. So once you empty it, v'notev shalosh tipin, then you let it drip three drips. Meaning, this is typically how we define emptying a jug, which is you turn it over, let everything pour out, and then after the flow is completely stopped, you wait for three more drips, because there's always a little bit left. And this is certainly going to be true for oil. It's true for everything, but it's going to be certainly true for oil, which is somewhat thick and viscous. And so you have to wait for three drops to drop out of the bottle. But once you have waited for those three drops and the three drops fill out, then no sin socha chulin. Then that's normal. That's the normal way of treating a jug. After you've let three drops fall out, you've tipped it over, everything poured out, and you waited, and three final drops came out, that is considered empty. And therefore, in our case, you're allowed to put chulin into the jug that formerly held truma. However, that is only if you actually go ahead and use it. Here, kina, umitza, what if you never filled it? You didn't fill it right away. You just put it down, and you put it down on its side, and oil gathers in what is now the bottom, right, the side, and it kind of all seeps to the, gathers to there, and so it turns out there's actually quite a few drops of oil left in the side, but the bottom of the bottle. So, harezo truma. Do not make the mistake of thinking that since we said that you are allowed to put in chulin because it's fair to assume that all the truma is gone, then that does not mean that anything that is actually left is automatically no longer considered truma. It's still oil, and it's still tahor oil. And so, therefore, if some actually does gather together, right, if you didn't put in chulin and you just let it sit on its side and you end up with a little pool of oil, that little pool of oil must be treated with kedushas truma because it is truma, it's truma oil. Now, we discussed back in Maseches Demai the idea of Demai being produce that was purchased from an Am HaAretz, where you don't know whether the Am HaAretz took Truma Samayis or not. And in general, the halacha is that with regard to Demai, that you have to separate out Truma Samayis, right? You have to separate out Maaser Rishon, Bikore Shem on the Maaser Rishon, and then Bikore Shem on the Truma Samayis from the Maaser Rishon, and then you can eat everything but the Truma Samayis and Maaser Shem. So this Truma, right, you're gathering small bits of Truma Samayis. How much is considered a substantial enough amount that you have to either save it and protect it and put it aside for the coin and preserve it in a way that's preserved, or go find yourself a coin? How large does it have to be in order for that obligation to kick in? So the Mishnah says, Echad Mishmon Lashminis, 1/8 of an eighth, so 1/64 of a log. 1/64 of a log is also actually known as a kartov, and it's approximately a fifth of an ounce. So we're talking about a very little amount, approximately a fifth of an ounce. And if you have a fifth of an ounce of truma wine, let's say, then you need to either save it for the kohen in a manner that's going to protect it from going bad or becoming tameh, or you have to take it to him, find a kohen, and take it to him. Now, what if you have less than 1/64 of a log, less than a kartov? So then it can just go in the garbage. We generally have the custom when something has some kedusha, we kind of wrap it up or put it in a separate garbage bag in the can so that it does not in contact with actual garbage. But you can basically throw this out because you did what you needed to do. You separated it out, but the Torah does not obligate you to go hunting for a kohen in order to be able to give him this teeny tiny amount of food. Okay. Now, the Rishalmi points out that this halacha is only true with Trumas Meiser of Demai, that is Tameh. Right? So it has to be Demai and Tameh. If it is Tahor, then you have to hold on to it forever until you find the Kohen. Similarly, if it is Vadai, even if it's Tameh, then you must keep any amount. It's only the case of Trumas Meiser of Demai, which is Tameh, that we put in this extra loophole, as it were, that you can put it in the garbage if it's less than a kartov worth or in size.